Welcome back, folks, to another edition of Adrian and Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony.
And tonight's show is Live Stuff.
That's right. Great live performances. Back again. We're going to kick it off with one of Canada's favorite bands, April Wine.
From an album called The Game. It's called Save Me. It started off so well. They said we made a perfect pair. Clothe myself in your glory and love how I loved you. years of care and loyalty were nothing but a sham, it seemed. These blind we lived, but I love you till I die. Save me, save me, save me. I can't face this life. Slave will soon be clean. I'll raise no memories to start again with somebody new. Who was it always dead? All that love. I hang my head and I advertise our soul for sale. We'll be right back. snow. The second city that I thought was my own. Might be a brand new world, but it's really not my home. Overflowing, and I got it screened. They might catch them, but they won't catch me. I'm out here clean and I'm free. Yes, I am.
Okay, there's Tom Cochran and Red Ryder there with Human Race. Before that, we had Queen and Save Me. It kicked it off with I Like the Rock from April Wine.
Oh, great songs.
All recorded in Canada, too, amazingly.
Were all of them in Montreal?
Two of them were. The April Wine and the Queen were both in Montreal. Not sure where the Tom Cochran one was. The Symphony Sessions, I think it was the Alberta Symphony Orchestra, so out west.
It's very nice. We were talking about how bands don't necessarily stand out for the things they'd like to stand out, especially if you have somebody who's a really good front man or somebody who writes the music and they're really good for that. Sometimes you have a band that's just trying to be a rock and roll band, you know, they go out there and they play and they like to rock hard and they like to be known for that, but the people who pay for the music, sometimes they don't come for the whole band, they come for some of it, the songs, the singer, something.
Yeah, the guitar player, Eddie Van Halen, for example.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right. It's interesting because you go through life being a band and then all of a sudden you get really, really good and then people decide that they're going to go off on their own, right? And if you're good as a band, each person in the band is going to think they're good, but only some of them are going to be right.
That's true. All right. That's the end of the first segment. We'll be back with the second segment after this break.